Begin the current daf in Sefer Bavas or daf Chav Tes. Begin on the fifth line down at the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had opened up asking the question, explaining the first Mishnah about Perek Ches Kesabatim, that there's a chazaka, a presumptive ownership that a person could have in a house or in a piece of property like a field. That's after 3 years where he consumed the produce, he was there, he took possession of it, and no one protested, so that makes it, that's definitive that he's the owner of this property. So the Gemara asked, where do you know this halacha from? So Rabbi Yochanan had quoted from the Halchei Usha, which that we learned that from Shar HaMu'ud, just like by an ox, where after three times it becomes a Shar HaMu'ud and has to pay Nezik Shalim. So too, the same halacha applies to Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So that the Gemara proved that would only work according to like the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. Where he says like by a stay Ilan, where it's just after eating the produce three times goes and changes its halachic status from one thing to another thing. Same thing by a Shar HaMu'ud, where three times and that's it. But according to the Rabban in our Mishnah that hold by a stay Ilan, that it still has to be 3 whole years. It's not enough to gather in the grapes and gather in the olives and gather in the figs. That's not enough. So according to them, where do we know this halacha of Cheskel Gimel Shanim? It can't be from Shar HaMu'ud because then you wouldn't need to have 3 years by stay Ilan. Rather, it'd be like the way Rabbi Shmuel says it. So the Gemara attempted to bring a proof from Rav Yosef, which the Gemara had said that is not necessarily an indicator, because it could be that was Eitz Tevi Kamash Malan. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a proof according to the halacha of the Rabbanon. What is the interpretation of this halacha of Cheskes Gimel Shanim? So Elamar Rava, rather, Rava gives a different interpretation for the source of this halacha. It says, Shatika Maisa Machal Enesh. The first year that somebody is consuming someone else's field, where this is his field, and sees somebody there taking the produce. So the first year, a guy is forgiving regarding the produce of his land for someone that consumes it. Tarti Machal, even 2 years he sees someone eating, he's like, okay, I'm Machal. Look, he's taking my stuff from my field, big deal. Talas Le Machal, 3 years a person's not going to be forgiving. And therefore, if he lets him continue even after 3 years, obviously he wouldn't be forgiving for it. And therefore, it must be that it is that person's field. And therefore, now, even though he contested, now we could say that no, it must have been his field because he would not have been forgiving to allow him to eat it for 3 years. On this interpretation of Rava, Amalei Abaye asked him, he says, Elamiyat, but if that's the case, that you're saying that regarding 2 years, when someone eats from someone's produce of his field, then he would be Meichel, he's forgiving. It's only after 3 years that we say, oh, he definitely wouldn't, and therefore it must be that that person is the Muchzik. Then Kihadra Ara, then the question then becomes, when the person has to give back the field, let's say he was there only for 2 years. So Tihadr, so when he gives back the field from this guy who someone protested regarding he was eating on this field for 2 years, and then the guy said, hey, this is my field. So he's like, you're right. There's no way for him to say it's his field. He doesn't have any documentation that he bought it from the guy. He's just claiming that it's his, but he was only there for 2 years. So the halacha is he has to give back the land. And that asked Abaye, but he should give it back Labar Miperi. He should be allowed to give it back without the produce that he ate for those 2 years, because you, Rav, are saying that for 2 years, the owner is Michael, the produce that someone eats from that field. So Alama Rav Nachman, so why did Rav Nachman say, which is brought later on in this sugya, which, as it's brought over here on the side, that up until now we had been explaining based on the interpretation of Rashi, and from here on there's the interpretation of the Rashbam, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Meir, grandson of Rashi, that then takes over here in the explanation, where actually some bring that this is where Rashi had passed away, in the middle of interpreting this Masechta, and from here on we continue with the interpretation of the Rashbam. So then, why did Rav Nachman say later on in this sugya, regarding if someone takes possession of someone else's field, and then the other person went and brought witnesses to prove that this guy only consumed on this field for 2 years and not more than that, which means that he never had a chazaka, so therefore, if without documentation, it's not his field, and then that Rav Nachman said, Hadra Arava, Hadra Peri, that not only does the guy have to give back the field, because he doesn't have any chazakas, and then he has no documentation, he also has to give back the produce that he ate for the last 2 years. But why, according to you, Rav's interpretation, those 2 years was a mechila? A third year is not a mechila. And therefore, if he's allowing to eat it, yes, that would be a proof. But before that, it's not, and he has to give it back. But why, according to you, it's a mechila? So Elamar Rav, rather Rav says, similar but different. He says, Shata kamaisa lekopet inish. It's not that a person's mechila. The first year, he's not particular to protest. Tarti Lekopar, and so too for 2 years, he's not particular regarding somebody that's going into his field without permission. But he's never Meichel on the Peri. He's not saying, sure, go ahead. Of course he's not Meichel. It's my fruits. But okay, you know, I'm going to go take him to court. I'm going to go to Bezdin. So for 2 years, he's not particular. Talas, Kopar, But if he does it 3 years, then he really bothers him. Then he gets particular because he already tripled his sin. Where many times we find three is like a tight cord, where he went to his field without permission. So therefore, in a situation where a guy ate on the field for 3 years and this original owner didn't protest, so then we say he definitely sold it to him. Then it's going to be chazaka. But before that, it's not going to be chazaka because the guy's not particular, so it doesn't prove that that guy had bought it. After 3 years, if he didn't protest, then that's a definitive sign that that guy bought it from him. Now, on that, I'm only Abai. Abai asks on this interpretation too. He says, but El Miyate, but if that's the interpretation, that it's because a person's not particular, and that's why up until 3 years when a person's not particular, it doesn't define proof that that guy had bought it. After 3 years, it is definitive because a guy would have protested. But then, Kugoyin Hani Debe Baral Yashav. So then, regarding this family of Baral Yashav, the Kapti, they're very particular types of people. That Afilaman the Chalaf Amitzidid Hu, even if somebody just steps onto the boundary, get off, can't you see? There's no trespassing. They get very, very particular. So what are you going to tell me? That by their family, that immediately, if someone went into the properties of the Beibal Yashiv, since they didn't protest even for one moment, that must have been that the person who went on was already Muchzik? He's here just today. I'm Muchzik. Because these guys would have protested right away. And that's how you're defining the Chazaka, because a person's particular, then why didn't you say anything? Must have been it's that person's. So here you tell me that after one day, the guy would be a Muchzik? And if you're going to say that that's the case, you're right, regular people, are not so particular. Up until 3 years, they're not particular. After that, they are, and therefore that's when the chazaka. The family of Beibar Bal Yashav, that even after one moment, after one day, they're particular. You're right, if someone was there for one day, it would be a muhzig. And that the Gemara asked him, Kei nesata devarech l'shurin, but then you went and you made your words relative to estimates, and that is something that in halacha we don't do, because it has to be a uniform type of halacha. How could we say, now, oh, you were like this, you're particularly like that? We don't have a clear definition. In halacha, we don't do that. So if you're saying it's based on this criterion of hakpada, but how can you do such a clear definition? It is relative to the person, how particular the person is, as we find it by Beir Baal Yashiv. So how could you say that's the reasoning for the halacha of chazaka? So Elam Rava, rather Rava gives a different interpretation. And he says, Shoteka Maisa Mizdar Inish Bishtari. The first year that a person buys a field from someone, he's very careful with the documentation, because the guy up until now was maybe an owner for the last 20 years. Now he bought it from that person. So how could he prove that it's his? He holds onto the documentation. Tarki v'tlas mizdar, and so to for 2-3 years, he's careful with his documentation. Tfeilu mizdar, but you can't hold on to every document forever. More than that, he's not so particular. And therefore, since after 3 years, we can't prove that he doesn't have, and we don't. The onus of proof is not on him. So the contrary, we say the onus of the proof is on the original owner. Meaning to say that here we have for the first 3 years, we say, okay, look, you should prove that you're the owner, because people generally hold on to their documentation that long. So go ahead and you can't then use a chazaka as a proof. Show your documentation. Now, but after 3 years, then it transitions, then it shifts, because we say, look, even if he had bought it, people don't usually hold on to it more than 3 years. And therefore, then it shifts, and then the responsibility becomes on the original owner to say, look, we're not going to put the onus on him, because even if he claims he bought it, after 3 years, people don't usually hold on to their receipts that long. And therefore, now that it's more than that, now the onus of the proof is on the original owner. That's how Rav explains the halacha of Cheskes Gimel Shanim regarding the halacha of our Mishnah of Cheskes Habatim. Now, Amalei Abaye says to him, but El Miata, but if that's the case, that you're defining, which the Rishonim have different ways of interpreting precisely this halacha, is it still based on chazaka, or is it actually based on a takana for the lekeach, where, okay, like, what's he supposed to do? We made it into 3 years, because after 3 years, a person doesn't hold on to his documentation forever. So, but either way, it says Abaye, but if it's based on this halacha, regarding how long he holds on to his documentation, which there is a halacha of mecha. Mecha is halacha where if there is an owner protests within 3 years, so the halacha is, so, okay, don't say you didn't hold on to it because, okay, well, I should hold on to it forever. I should think that someone's going to contest. For the first 3 years, I'm careful because it's fairly recent. But if the owner is mecha, if he protests and says, what are you doing in my field? Then the guy, the halacha requires that he should hold on to his documentation because he obviously realizes, wait a second, this is a little bit shaky. This guy's claiming he never sold it to me. What's going on over here? So he's going to hold on to it to bring his proof. So then even after 3 years, he would still have to hold on to the documentation because the original owner was meicha within the first 3 years. But in that is abaya, but if the way you're interpreting the halacha that it's based on because of how careful he is, then mecha shalei b'fon of loitav mecha, then if the original owner protests, not in front of the one who claims that he bought it from him, it should not be a mecha. Why? Because the amalei, because then the lekech could tell to the meicher, I machis ba'apoy, had you protested in front of me, I would have been careful with my documentation even more than 3 years. So where does it help that the original owner is showing his displeasure? He's not agreeing to the point of this guy who's claiming that he bought it. If you say some other interpretation where it's indicated through the meicher, where, well, you weren't particular, like the other interpretation we said, you were meichel. So if he protests, even not in front of the lekech, she showed no, he had displeasure. So it's not going to allow the creation of a chazakah. But now, based on the interpretation, we're saying now that it says nothing to do with the meicher, it actually has more to do with the lekeach. The guy was claiming that he bought it. It's about how long we expect him to hold on to his documentation. More than 3 years, we don't expect him. Therefore, we say that now the onus is not on him. But then, how does mecha help when it's shalei b'fanav? It's regards to him. He should have to hear about it. The guy would say, what does it help me that you protested? I didn't hear about it. You should have to do it in front of me. Why is the halacha that a mecha shalei b'fanav is considered mecha to require that even after 3 years, he should have held on to his documentation? So that the Gemara answers, because the amalei, because the original owner, what's called the marikama, the original owner, could tell to the muchzik, the guy who's in possession of the field now, no. Chavrach, chavr isle, your friend has his friend. V'chavr the chavr chavr isle, and your friend's friend has a friend. In other words, and you heard about my protest. And if it's true, like you're claiming, that you had bought this field from me, you should have been more careful and held on to your documentation even more than 3 years, because you heard my protest, because even though it was shalei b'fanav, you ended up hearing about it, because that's the concept of chavr chavr disle, where everyone, one person tells one, and then goes and goes and goes until it gets to that other person. And therefore, even when it's shalei b'fanav, it's like mecha b'fanav, and therefore he heard about it, and therefore he should have been careful with documentation. Therefore then the 3 years, he would still have after that the onus of the documentation, because he heard about it and he should have been careful. So again, that's the source according to Rava in regards to this halacha of the Rabbanan of how do we know Cheskes Kemoshanim. So again, Rabbi Shmuel, we have from Shir Hamud, like the Halchei Usha, and according to the Rabbanan, as Rava says, we have it from this halacha of how long is a person careful with his documentation. Now, Amr Rav Huna, he qualifies this halacha of our Mishnah. He says, Shalosh Shanim Sha'amr, this that we said that the chazaka has to be for 3 years, Hu Sha'achlan Ritzufas, has to be that it consumes the produce, or what would be called using the utility of the item, of the field, of the house, for 3 consecutive contiguous years. But if he uses it for 1 year, then the second year he leaves it, and then he goes and he consumes the produce or the utility for the third and fourth year, which is for a total of 3 years, then actually the owner of the field could tell him, wait a second, the reason why I didn't protest was because the second year you left it fallow and you revealed your intention that obviously is not yours, and that's why you didn't plant it, and then it's not going to be considered a chazaka. Chazaka has to be where it's 3 consecutive years, because that's where it tells us that the owner wasn't meicha, and because if he was meicha, then it wouldn't be a chazaka. But the reason why he wasn't meicha in this case was because I didn't have to be meicha. You yourself showed that it's not yours because you weren't there for 3 straight years. But if it's for 3 straight years, then it is going to be considered a chazaka. Of that, the Gemara asks, my kamash malon, what is the chiddush of Rav Huna and Amayra? Tanina, this is an explicit halach in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, cheskasen shalosh shanim miyom liyom. The chazaka is 3 years from day to day, that there shouldn't be any interruption in between. It has to be 3 consecutive years. So what's Rav Huna telling us? Says the Gemara, Ma de Tema, what would it think to say? Miyem liyayim, this that the Mishnah says has to be from day to day, it means lafuke mukutais. That's coming to exclude when it's only partial years. In other words, that you shouldn't say that the 3 years could be 3 partial years, like we learned actually in the halacha, the Seifa, because the Reisha is talking about like a stei beis hashlochen, or like a bias, or all these things like that. But for example, the Seifa of our Mishnah said by stei beis habal, where that's a field that depends on rain, that the Mishnah said that actually the chazakah of 3 years over there doesn't have to be day-to-day 3 full years. The years could be partial years. You could have the last 3 months of the first year, you could have the first 3 months of the last year, and you could have 12 months in between. But I would say that yes, the halacha of cheskes abatim and the stay beis hashlochen, it has to be 3 whole years. It can't be partial years, 3 months out of the year. But it could be spread out, so you could have 1 year, then 1 year not, and then 2 years to make it 3 years. That's what Rav Huna is coming to teach us, that no, that Mishnah, when our Mishnah says miyam liyam, it means exactly like that. Meaning to say, not only does it have to be a full year, but it has to be 3 consecutive years, one after another. You can't have 1 year in between that he wasn't machzik in it. Now, Rav Chama says, but Amayid Rav Huna agrees that it is enough to have a chazakah of the consumption of the years of that field, even if they're spread out, but asr the mavri bagi, in the place where the custom is that they plant the field a year and then they leave it fallow, they don't plant it for 1 year. And the reason why they do it like that is so that they shouldn't weaken the ground where it has to rejuvenate. And since he did the chazakah the way people usually use their fields, so therefore it's going to be considered chazakah even though he doesn't plant it. Now, Rashbam points out, but that year where he left it fallow, that does not get counted towards the 3 years of the chazakah, and he would have to hold on to his document more than 3 years until he actually goes and collects produce from that field for 3 years. Now, moreover, if the original owner comes and claims and says, well, I came with him these 3 years and I found this field empty and that's why he didn't protest, on that says the Rashbam that the machzik could tell him, you should still have protested. And therefore, from the fact that you didn't, I am a machzik and it is my field, because even though I didn't plant it in that year, but I had plowed it after the previous year's reaping, and you should have understood from that the reason why I didn't plant it this year was because it shouldn't weaken it, and that's why I didn't plant it, because that's just like everyone else in that place, because you saw that I plowed it. Why would I plow it afterwards if I wasn't going to maintain it any longer? Obviously, it's because I did, and therefore it's going to be a muchzik, even though he had one off year, because that's how people usually do it. So that's the most pshita. So that's pretty obvious that Rav Huna would agree in such a place, because that's how everyone does like that. And therefore, there's not a reyus, it's not something wrong in his chazakah. That says, it's necessary for Rav Chama to say this halacha, that Rav Huna would agree in this case, that there are those who do leave it fallow, and there are those who don't leave it fallow. On that, and that's what Rav Chama is saying, v'hai gava maivre, and this guy went and left it fallow, and moreover, is because he had it, all his neighbors, all the fields around them were also left fallow. Now, ma'adu temo amale, you would think that he could tell him, that the original owner could tell to this one that's being machzik in the field, if it was really true that it's your field, you should have planted it. If everybody does that, so fine. So that's something that what can you protest? Everyone does this. But not everyone does. Some leave, some don't. And if it was yours, then you should have planted it. That's the chiddush of Rav Chama, that Rav Huna would agree, the Amar Lei, that the machzik can tell the original owner, no. Chada ara bekuli baga, one field that's planted in a whole large valley that's left fallow, lemetina linter, I can't go ahead and protect it to pay for a watchman by myself. Because in contrast, when everyone is a year of planting, then everyone chips in, they put together money for one watchman. And moreover, it's also that they don't let animals come in over there. But for me, myself, to plant one field amongst everyone that's fallow is not efficient. The inami, and moreover, says the muchzik, v'hochinichali, actually this is, I prefer this, even though yes, that I'm the owner, it's because the avdi tvei, because actually then it's going to produce more vegetation in the next year, because since it had a year off, so it's going to be stronger for the next year, and therefore it's not a problem by leaving a fallow. And therefore, says Rav Chama, Rav Huna would agree in such a case that it would be chazaka, even though 1 year he didn't plant it. Now the Gemara asked on Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Tznan, we learned in the Mishnah, cheskes habatim. One of the first case was that there's a chazaka in a house. If this was originally someone else's house and he's been living here for 3 years, that's considered chazaka. We say that it's his house. On that asked the Gemara, but v'abatim houses dibi mama yadi, b'leila lo yadi, a house. During the day, people realize and they know that this guy has been living there. At nighttime, no one knows that this person's there. And even so, the Mishnah tells us that it's considered chazaka. In other words, regards to a field and all the other cases where it's not normative for a person to work in a field at nighttime. So when this muchzik comes to bring witnesses regarding the 3 years he's been working on this field, every single day. So that we understand that the Mishnah is telling us that that's considered a chazaka. But regarding houses where people usually live in there, not only during the day, but also at night, especially at night when they go to sleep, and the muhzik cannot bring witnesses to testify that he lived there even at nighttime because people are not up usually during the nighttime. So you can't have people that could testify to say he's been there at nighttime. So therefore, the Gemara's question on Rav Huna is, so essentially, that chazaka that he's saying that he has in this house are mufuzaris. They're not consecutive. Because if you held like Rav Huna, then the original owner could claim, wait a second, I saw that you weren't living there at nighttime, and therefore I wasn't concerned to protest, because you revealed your intention that it was not yours, because you weren't there at nighttime, you're only there at daytime. So why is it a chazaka? Because Rav Huna explained that it has to be consecutive. If it's one-on, one-off, one-on, one-off, that's not a chazaka, because the guy could say, hey, why weren't you there in the middle one? Obviously, because it's not yours. And here, where the guy cannot prove his chazaka at nighttime, because no one's up at nighttime, so and it's something that should have been used at night, so then it's day-on, night-off, day-on, night-off, and therefore it's not consecutive chazaka. According to Rav Huna, that shouldn't be considered chazaka. And then Abaye says, no, it's not a difficulty. Man masad abatim. Who are the ones who testify that to prove this guy's chazaka that he was there for 3 years, it's Shivvi. It's his neighbors, because they're the ones who see them all the time. They're the ones that usually are the ones to testify to say that, oh, we could testify he's been there for the past 3 years to solidify his chazaka. Shivvi made the yadi bimama balelia. Neighbors know so too that if he's there in a day, and they know that he's there at nighttime too. And therefore, if the original owner comes to claim and say, oh, bring me witnesses to prove that you lived there during the day and during the nighttime, so then they could go ahead and testify for him because they know that he's there at nighttime too. But however, if the original owner does not make such a claim, then actually he doesn't have to go ahead and prove, as the Gemara will shortly explain, that he was there at nighttime too. He could just prove that he was here in the house for 3 years. The guys could say, yeah, we know he's been here for 3 years. They don't have to say specifically I was there at nighttime, but if he does make such a claim, then neighbors will know, yeah, we know he was there at nighttime too. Rav Amar, he gives a different answer to this question. He says, how can they prove that he was there during the nighttime? People are sleeping during the nighttime. They don't know that he's there at nighttime. So he says, Kigun to also betray. It would be, for example, if two witnesses come, Vamri, and they say, Anan agrinan mine, we rented this apartment from him, and we lived there for 3 years during the day and during the nighttime. So you have two witnesses' testimony of day and night, because they're saying we were there at nighttime. And that proves his chazaka that he was the owner because he had rented it to them and no one had ever complained that other people living over here and it was coming from his ownership rights where he had leased it out to them. And they're testifying that by day and by night. So Rav Yemer asked Rav Ashi in this interpretation of Rava, how could that work? These witnesses are, there's some type of a negia, there's a relationship they have which creates a flaw in their testimony. Because if they don't say as they're saying, in other words, if they don't testify that this house that they had rented for the past 3 years is from the person that they had been paying rent to, then we would tell them, Zilu Havule Agrabase Lahai. Go ahead and give the rent to this guy. In other words, they need to create a chazaka for the guy who they have been paying rent to. Because if not, turns out they're going to actually have to pay. Because if this guy's chazaka is not solidified, then that means it was never his. That means the original owner was the real owner. And they're going to have to pay for 3 years back rent to that person. So how could we say that that's a case where they're going to prove his chazaka because they were the renters? The renters? What do you mean? You cannot say such a testimony. You're negay badaver. You have an alibi, which is you want to go ahead and exempt yourself from the rent that you paid to this other guy. So how would such a case work? So Amalei. So Rav Ashi answered to Rav Yemer. He says, Dayana deshvili. Says, low judges that are not proficient in law, hachidini. That's how they would judge, to accept such testimony if the eight witnesses had already paid the rent to the landowner, to the one who they rented from. And that, of course, would be totally inappropriate, because you're right, it would be negei b'davar. But says Rav Ashi, that was never the halacha that Rav had said. Because says Rav Ashi, Milo Eskinen, aren't we talking about what Rav was answering was, going to Nikiti Agar Besa, they're holding on to the 3 years' worth of rent. The Amri Laman Leisvin, they're saying, who should we give it to? this guy was the one that we had rented from, so there is no negeba davar, because they don't care. They can go, they have the money in their hand, they can give it to this guy, to this guy. They're saying that we had been living here for 3 years by day and by night, and who was the one that we rented from? Who was our landlord? Was this guy, and here was other people living here for 3 years, and no one ever protested, and they're proving it of a day and a night, but... And therefore, that's why it would establish and solidify this guy's chazaka, but not that it's in the yebedev, because it's not, because even if it wasn't be a chazaka and we would give it to the other guy, they have the money here anyways, they never had paid it to him. So therefore, that's not a difficulty on Rava's interpretation. Now, the Gemara continues in an unrelated idea, where, back to what we had mentioned before, that it's obvious to Mar Zutra that although all the Amaram that we mentioned up until now required 3 consecutive years to create a chazaka, even so, we don't obligate the machzik, the one who is taking possession of it now, to bring witnesses to specifically and explicitly testify that it was there both by day and by night. Rather, the witnesses could just testify that we saw that he was here for the last 3 years. Now, we assume that if he was living here in the house, that he lived there even at nighttime. Now, that's what Mazutra comes to say, v'itoin, but if the complaint, the one who's complaining, the plaintiff, who claims that he's the real owner, he comes and he claims, v'amani says, lacy teresa hadi la sudi, let him bring 2 witnesses to testify for him. Didar beit lash nebi mamo belelya, that he's proving that he was a muhzik and therefore doesn't need documentation anymore. The witnesses who are claiming he was here for 3 years, let them testify that he was there by day and by night time. And that says Mazutra, that Tanase Tainya, that is a valid claim, and then the person who's the muktzik would have to bring witnesses to testify that it was there by nighttime and by daytime. Because since the claimant is giving what's called a Tainas Bari, a definite claim, he's saying, I saw that it wasn't there at nighttime in my house, and that's why I didn't protest, and therefore his chazaka is not a chazaka like Rav Huna had said, and that's why I say that he has to bring witnesses to testify that it was there for 3 years both by day and by night. So therefore then the muhzik would have to bring witnesses to refute him and to say, no, I was here even at night time, and therefore you should have protested. In fact, that you didn't protest proves and solidifies my chazaka. But if the guy makes such a claim, it is a valid claim, and the guy would have to bring witnesses, not only that he was there 3 years, but he was there 3 years by day and by night. Now, the Gemara continues on the bays, but umaydi mazutra. But although mazutra holds that it's only if he makes the claim that then it's a valid claim, but we don't make that claim for the claimant, and that it's enough for the muhzik just to bring generic witnesses that he was there for 3 years. But Mazutra agrees, b'reichlin. If the claimant was a reichl, a peddler, hamachzin bayaris, that goes from city to city selling his wares for adornments for women. Now, such a person is always on the road, and he generally doesn't even come back to his hometown unless after a long, long time. Then, says the Gemara, that Mazutra would agree, the avagav deloitoin, that even if he doesn't claim that the machzik should bring witnesses that to prove that he was living there both by day and by nighttime, still tanin le anan. We, the courts, we make such a claim for this reichel, the original owner, because maybe since he's never in his hometown, that's why this other person came and took possession of his house. And therefore, had he come to his hometown, he would have removed this guy from his house. But he never knew that this guy that was ever here in this house, because he was always in the road, and that's why he's quiet and he was never protested. So therefore, we say we require that the machzik should have to bring witnesses that he had never left his house the entire 3 days, even for one night. Because we don't expect from this reichel to have to really know to say, okay, that you should have been meichel, and if not, okay, you make such a claim, fine. But the reichel where he really has the lower hand, because he was never around, and there's reason for us to believe that someone would just take possession of his house. So therefore, in such a situation, we go and we make the claim and say, no, it's very likely and you took possession of his house because he was always away. You've got to bring witnesses and prove not only that you were there by daytime, but even at nighttime. Moreover, going back to Maid Rav Huna agrees, although he had said that you need to have 3 consecutive years by day and by nighttime throughout the 3 years, but Rav Huna agrees, b'chanvasa de mechuza, by the stores of mechuza, where they... stores where they sell bread and wine, that if the claimant claims that bring proof that you were there not only by daytime but even at nighttime, then we're not concerned for his claim. Because even though the muhzik was not there at nighttime, it's still considered a valid chazaka, because people don't generally dwell in stores at nighttime and they're only there in the daytime. Because the stores are made for daytime, not for nighttime. Just being there in daytime is considered is all of that utility, and therefore that would be a chazaka. It doesn't have to have been there at nighttime. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha about requiring the chazaka be consecutive. That Rami Bar Chama, Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Zavin Hahi Amtsa B'Hadi Adadi. They had purchased a slave woman together in partnership. Now, Marish Tamesh Barishchayne Shlishes B'Chamishes. One of them used it the first year, the third year, and the fifth year. Umarish Tamesh, but the other person used her Shni Revis V'Shishes, the second and the fourth and the sixth year. In other words, each one did it for 1 year and then the other one the next year. Now, what happens because of that is that so that neither one of them could have a chazaka in the slave woman for three consecutive years, because if he would have it 3 years and he would have it 3 years, and the first guy would claim that it's his because he had already a chazaka of 3 years to a loss of his friend. So they already organized in the beginning that no one's going to ever able to have a chazaka on the other one, because it'd be 1 year me, 1 year you, 1 year me, 1 year you. Now, nafik ir ilava. Now, but then actually there was someone, a claimant, who protested and said that this is his slave woman. You both of you are holding illegally possession of my slave one. Now, us the came the rabbi, they came in front of the rabbi. Amalahu, he said to them, my time of disahachi, why did you do this, that you took it 1 year and you took her 1 year? So that neither of you should be allowed to have a chazaka, create a chazaka, in contrast to your partner. So says Rava, so just like for amongst yourselves, neither one is going to be a chazaka on the other one. So neither did you ever create a chazaka in regards to the world. So if you don't have documentation to prove that this is your slave woman, then this guy could go ahead and take it. Because even if you already had her for more than 3 years, it's not a chazaka, because neither one of you ever made a chazaka, because you had always switched off. You never had 3 consecutive years. Now, however, qualifies the Gemara, but the Leimarim, we didn't say this, that this would be a problem, Eld le kasev itra. Only if you the partners, had not written what's called a itra, which is a documentation of division of rights in this shared item, which in this case was a slave woman, with witnesses, that which would write that you're going to do 1 year, I'm going to do 1 year, you're going to do 1 year, I'm going to do 1 year. So if you didn't have such a documentation and you just kept on switching off, so there's no chazaka, so then, yeah, this guy who's claiming that it's his could take it away from you. Avo kasev itra, but even if you had kept on switching off, but you had written this in the document, then kala isle. Then there is going to be words going to get out. And therefore, for the first 3 years that you both shared it, it would create a chazaka. Now, the reason for that is because since there's a documentation with witnesses for the two of you, which as the Gemara actually tells us later on, the Mal from the Bays, that even three different consumers could combine, like Rav says, if they're all in the document. We see from Rav's halacha that even though each person only was machzik in it 1 year, but the 3 years could combine to create a chazaka because they're all coming from this documentation, so it's no different. And the reason why it's going to be a chazaka is because the claimant should have protested within the first 3 years, and he cannot say, wait a second, because I saw that neither one of you were having it for 3 straight years. You kept on switching off, and therefore I wasn't protesting because none of you ever made a chazaka. I thought that you're doing this on purpose because you were afraid to have a chazaka. And that is what the Gemara is saying, that no, because the documentation proves that that's not why they kept on switching off, because each one was afraid to, because they knew it wasn't really his. Rather, it's because that's how they had decided that they're going to divide the rights of this shared property, and that's why they used like that. And therefore, says the Rashi, that's the primary interpretation. Now, Gemara, since there is a coil, it is a valid chazaka, even though it's being switched off because it's the combination of the two of them. After 3 years, it is a chazaka in spite of the other original owner regarding the slave woman. Another halacha on this topic, Amar Rav, he says, Achala kula chutz mi beis roiva. If someone consumes the produce of a field, but besides for what's an area called a beis roiva, which is the word of a quarter, in that field where he didn't work that part of the field, and neither did he plant that area of a quarter of a kav of that field, says Rabba Kana Kula Chatzmi Beis Raiva. So regarding the rest of the field that you were there for 3 years and you planted and you used all the produce for 3 years, so you acquired the whole field, except for that quarter of that area where there you didn't go ahead and do anything with it, so that you never did a chazaka, so that you never acquired. Now, Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Yeshua, he says, but we didn't say this halacha, el debar zrihi, only if that small little parcel of land could be planted. where the claimant tells him, if it is really yours, then why didn't you plant it? That's why I didn't protest, because you didn't plant it, and therefore that wouldn't create a chazak on it. But if it's not an area that could be planted, then the machzik acquires it through the dint of all the rest of the land, because what do you mean? I couldn't have planted here anyway. So obviously it's part of the same whole tract of land, and therefore it is going to be part of the chazakah, because you can't plant it. If you could plant it, then why didn't you plant it? Then fine. But if it can't be planted, then it's part of it. Now that maskabler of Bibi Barabai, he asks, he disagrees. He says no. Because Elmiata, but if that's the case, then regarding somebody who purchases from his friend, Tsunma, he purchases bedrock type of land. You can't plant on that. It's hard like a rock, the land. So b'mayikne. So how could he acquire this field? In other words, after 3 years, he's not going to have a documentation anymore. Now, what type of consumption is he going to have for 3 years to prove after a later point in time that this was his field that he had bought? You can't plant such a type of field. Ella rather says, Rabbi Babai, obviously, b'ukmi b'chevasa. It's by letting his animals go there, either to lay down or to graze over there. U'mishtacha b'peri, or could use it to just spread out his produce. He could use it for storage. So that's obviously how a person would create a chazaka in a land that's bedrock that you can't plant on. So hachinami, so therefore he says the same things here too. Iboyle lo'ukme b'chivasa. It's not true. You're saying that then it would be considered that he'll be mukhsik on that little piece of land, because even though he didn't use it because he can't plant it, so it must have been part of the whole field that he has. It's not true. He should have put his animals there. Inami mishtacha b'peri, or he should have gone and spread out his produce over there. So obviously from the fact that he didn't use it, not even for animals or for his produce, so therefore actually does not acquire it agav the rest of his field, and therefore the guy could say I wasn't meichi because he didn't use it, and therefore the chazaka will not be on that base roiv, on that small piece of land that he didn't use for anything, even for his animals or for his produce. Now the Gemara continues with the following dafim with many different stories, which many of them start of Hahud Amale Lechavri, where one person says to the other person, which comes regarding this litigation regarding who is the owner of this field. This guy was claims he's the original owner, this guy has been there for quite some time, and then the halachas that come out regarding the halachas of our perek of chazaka regarding batim and sadis. So the Gemara begins, regarding this person that said to his friend, my boy is b'hai beza. What are you doing in this house? What are you doing here? Amalei says, minach zevinte, I bought it from you. And more, v'achle shnei chazaka. I actually consumed the utility of this house for 3 years. Now, it's already after 3 years. I already lost my documentation. You never protested within the 3 years that I should be careful of my documentation. So of course that's why I'm here, because I bought this house from you. So Amalei, so the claimant said to him, wait a second. Ana b'shchuni gavoy hava. I, all along in these 3 years, yeah, that you're claiming that you've been here for 3 years, I lived in the inner rooms, in the inner chambers in this house. That's where my primary residence were. And I, every single day, I know I saw you here, but I used to pass you by in the outer room every day on my way to work, on my way back home, because I let you live over here. And that's why I didn't protest. But now I'm asking, what are you doing over here? So you're saying that you bought it from me? Prove it. You're saying that you don't have documentation because you're already a muhsik? What type of muhsik? Because you were here for 3 years? I was in the house. That doesn't make you a muhsik. I let you. You're a loafer. You were here living in my house for 3 years. That I let you. A muhsik would only be if I wasn't here and you obviously are the new owner because you bought it from me. The fact that you're here 3 years doesn't prove anything. So says the Gemara, Asa, or some have the gears of the Bach, Asu, the Kamedir of Nachman. So they came in front of Rav Nachman to litigate this case. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to the machzik, to the one who was taking possession of the house, who's claiming that it's his, that he had bought it, he told him, Zil b'rer achilaska, go and clarify your consumption. In other words, you have to bring witnesses to testify that you yourself alone lived in this house for the past 3 years without this other guy who's coming with you, who's claiming that he was always there for the past 3 years, which is like the halach of every cheskes gemar shalom, that you have to bring witnesses to testify that you had a full-fledged chazaka. If the original owner was there, that doesn't prove anything. So since this guy claims that yes, you have witnesses that you were there, but he claims he was there also, you have to have witnesses that testify not only that you were there, but that you were there alone without the original owner. And if not, then you're not a muhsik. Now, on this halacha, Rav Nachman, Amalei Rava disagrees. He says, Hachi dina? What, this is the law? But Amaitzi mechaveroi, the halacha is, it's someone that wants to remove something from his friend, who actually, in this case, it's the seller. that wants to take away. Because actually the lekeach, the one who's claiming that he's the owner now, the muchzik, who he claims he bought it, he's the muchzik, alav. So it's actually on the ma'ar, on the claimant, on the who the original owner, who we're calling the seller, it's on him to bring haraya, the proof that he had been living there with the muchzik for the past 3 years. Now the reason is because Rava holds that since witnesses saw this guy, muchzik, possession, where he had been using and living in this house for the past 3 years, we don't have to be concerned that maybe the original owner was with him the past 3 years, because we never heard anything like this up until today. We never heard that the original owner was there. They saw that this guy who claims he bought it was here for the past 3 years. Now, this guy's coming and claiming that he was there. So it's not like that he's the muchzik because he's the marikama, and that that he would have to go ahead, and that's what Rav is disagreeing with Rav Nachman. Nachman said, okay, look, you never create a full-fledged chazaka because they have to prove that you were there by yourself. And up until they do, because this guy's claiming he was always there, you never been muchzik, you're the mitzi. Rav is saying, no, it's the other way around. This guy's the muchzik. We had witnesses who, that's generally how they testify. Yeah, we saw this over the past 3 years. He's a muchzik. Now, this guy today is saying he was always there. You're coming to be mitzi from that muchzik. You got to go ahead and bring proof. The onus is on you, not on the one who's claiming to be the lekeach. Now, moreover, the Rashbam explains that this incident can only be explained only if the claimant has witnesses that this house was originally his. And moreover, he's saying that one of the claims he's putting out is that, and he had never left. He's been there the past 3 years, even though this guy was living in the outer chambers. Now, because if it was without testimony that this was ever his in the first place, then even Rav Nachman would agree that the machzik, the one who's taking possession of it now, would be believed without bringing proof. And the reason for this is because of what's known as pesha asuhu pesha hitter. The mouth that made it forbidden could be the same mouth that makes it permitted. Because had the lekeach wanted, he could have just said, this was always my house. So even if now that he's saying that, okay, you're right, it wasn't always my house, that I bought it from you, he should be believed to say that, but that he bought it from him. So although he's agreeing that this was originally this guy's house, but since he's the one that gave that credence, because if he wants, he could say it was always his, and this guy doesn't have any proof, and therefore it would be his. But now that he's saying that it is his, but now that he's saying that he bought it from him, so then says Rava, and he was here for 3 years, so he's the muchzik, and he disagrees with Rav Nachman, and he says that now the original owner is the mitzi mechaveri, and olav haraya, not like the Rav Nachman said that the machzik has to prove it, he held that no, the original meich has to prove that he was always there the past 3 years, and therefore that never allowed the one who claimed that he bought it to have created a chazaka, because he wasn't there by himself.